Our text for this morning is a few of the verses read to you a moment ago from the gospel reading, John chapter 1. Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I said to you that I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." What an exciting time it must have been for Nathanael. Nathanael, the skeptic at first anyway, could anything good come out of Nazareth? Nazareth obviously had a rather unsavory reputation in Jesus' day. Nathanael comes to Jesus and is immediately impressed by him because Jesus said, "Here's a guy, and there's no deceit in, there's no guile in him at all." Nathanael said, "How do you know me?" And Jesus said, "Before I saw you under the fig tree." And Nathanael blurts out, "You're the Son of God." Nathanael's impressed. "Saw you under the fig tree" is, of course, an idiom, which simply means "I've known you from birth." For reasons we need not go into here. Nathanael was impressed with that. How could this guy know him when this was the first time Nathanael had even seen him, or as far as he knew, as far as Jesus had seen Nathanael? Nathanael is quite impressed, so much so that he makes an immediate confession of faith of who Jesus is. And Jesus says, "You think that was something? You ain't seen nothing yet. You're going to see greater things than these." And then he turns to the band that was with him. And he says, "You will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." I wonder if the first disciples understood what Jesus said there. Or did they just latch on to that phrase of Jesus, "You'll see greater things than these"? I wonder how we react when we hear those words. What greater things are we going to see than Jesus claiming he knows someone from birth? Someone he hadn't even met. Well, certainly as the Gospels unfold, we have a number of things that we can indeed pick from. It is right in the next chapter, of course, John chapter 2, where Jesus attends a wedding. And they run out of wine at that wedding. And you recall what happened. Jesus turned water into wine. What a great thing. There aren't any people that they knew of who could do that in their day and age. Not that quickly anyway. That's pretty good. And as they traveled with Jesus and they saw the lame man walk, they saw the blind man receive his sight. They saw the man with a crippled hand, which was made whole, which was made normal, usable. They saw the dead raised back to life. What fantastic things! Jesus was right. You'll see greater things than me telling you I've known you since birth. He was right, Nathanael must have thought. I am indeed seeing things that are greater. And what a joyride that must have been for Nathanael. What a boost for Nathanael to be chosen to be witness to such wonderful things. Maybe even one of the greater things would be eventually Jesus would overthrow Rome for them, get rid of their Roman overlords, restore the kingdom back to Israel, where they would not have Gentile pagans as their rulers. Who knew? I'm sure Nathanael and the rest of the disciples must have been getting their hopes up. This guy was something. And I think that's a legitimate thing to say, because Judas, probably what lay behind his betrayal of Jesus is the very fact that he thought that backing Jesus into a corner would indeed cause him to strike out against Rome. The ultimate overthrow of our pagan overlords. You'll see greater things than these. Jesus was right. But what I find odd here is that Jesus gives no hint of such things as he turns to his group and tells them, you will see greater things than this. He doesn't tell them you're going to see water change to wine. He doesn't tell them you're going to see the lame walk, the deaf hear, the blind see. You're not going to see the dead raised to life. That's not what Jesus tells them. He doesn't tell them, you're going to see me do all kinds of miracles. They're going to attract many people to us. Doesn't say that at all. Then Jesus, what do you mean? What is that greater things than all of these miracles that you will perform, that you have performed? Seems to me, those would be pretty hard to top. You'll see the heavens opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Does that give you any recollection of an Old Testament story? The angels of God ascending and descending from heaven. You'll recall the story of Jacob's ladder. Remember, Jacob had that dream of a ladder between himself and heaven, and angels were coming and going on that ladder. And you know what that dream meant to Jacob, who at the time was on the run, who at the time was in hiding for what he had done in stealing the birthright from his brother. That moment of that scene of the ladder and the angels, Jacob knew one thing. That reconciliation had been made between God and him. He was reconciled to God, and he knew it. When he awoke, he called that place Bethel, house of God. And Jacob lived the rest of his life knowing that he had been reconciled to God in spite of what he'd done. Jesus tells his followers, the greater things that they will see is just that. The reconciliation of mankind to God. You will see greater things than these, Nathaniel and Andrew. You will see the Son of Man sweating drops of blood in agony in a garden. You will see the Son of Man beaten to a bloody pulp just before he is nailed to a cross. You will see the Son of Man hanging in agony, crying out to his Father, why have you forsaken me? Slowly suffocating to death. You will see the Son of Man laid in a tomb, dead. And you will see the Son of Man rise again from the dead, sealing the forgiveness of sin for the human race, reconciling the human race to God, repairing that which had been breached because of sin. You will see worked out before you your assurance of eternal life. You will see greater things than this, Jesus said. And I wonder what went through the disciples' head. I wonder if Jesus were to come to you and to me today and say the same thing, we would wonder what he was going to do for us. What great thing, what great miracle is he going to perform? He has but one. The reconciliation of mankind to God through his blood. The question now becomes, do we consider that a greater thing? Amen.